Barbara Bush made an indelible mark on the state of Maine through her generous philanthropy and the force of her personality. As Fred Bever reports, her death yesterday at 92 is a deeply felt loss for Kennebunkport, the family's summer home.
A little after sunrise, John Doyon is on his usual walk near the bluff where the Bush family compound, Walker's Point, rises out of the sea. He says when the American flag is raised on the lawn, Kennebunkport knows the Bushes have arrived and summer is on its way.
So typically mid-May, and then they're again taken down in October. So it's seasonal, but you always know if you've not actually seen them come into town, you know that they've arrived by virtue of the flags being up.
This day, more than 70 years since the 17-year-old Barbara Pierce first visited town with her 18-year-old boyfriend, George Herbert Walker Bush, the flag is unfurled. But it's only at half-staff, marking the death of the woman who became the matriarch of a presidential dynasty and here a valued neighbor.
Very sad. They're just such a part of the community. They carry themselves with such grace and class. It's just hard not to see her return. We wish them all the best.
And she was just always one of the most down-to-earth people. She used to walk her dogs on the beach every morning and happily chat with whoever stopped to talk to her.
Elizabeth Spar is sprucing up Ganny's garden just down the road. Ganny is what Mrs. Bush's many grandchildren call her. Someone's already dropped a colorful bouquet on a stone bench, and some of her pastimes are memorialized here in objects carved out of stone. Her sun hat, her Keds sneakers, and open on the bench, her favorite book, Pride and Prejudice. And Spar says the gold-colored birch trees that dot the garden's perimeter were planted in honor of Bush's grandchildren, one for each.
One of the high points of this garden are the poppies that we grow here, and the seeds originally came from Walker's Point. So she had a lot of affection for this garden.
Spar volunteers for the Kennebunkport Conservation Trust, a cause Bush and her husband took up, donating money and land, but perhaps more importantly, putting their names and time into fundraising and PR. Their philanthropic energy was, in one case, driven by personal tragedy. They lost their child, Robin, at the age of 3, and Mrs. Bush became a passionate advocate for children's health. She later lent her name to the Barbara Bush Children's Hospital at Portland's Maine Medical Center. Wiscasset resident Joe Westrich's daughter, Madison, was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 3, but the hospital staff brought her back to health, and he says he's deeply grateful to the benefactor.
And she's just warm and very compassionate for the children, from literacy to wellness. I'm just an all-around loving person.
Westrich and his daughter met Mrs. Bush at a reading at the hospital, staged to showcase her other big philanthropic effort, the Barbara Bush Family Literacy Foundation. He pitched her an idea, a specialty license plate, to benefit the hospital.
She said, oh, you're going to make me famous.
Actually, many describe Mrs. Bush as somewhat retiring in public, preferring to cede the limelight to the 41st president of the United States. But behind the scenes, she could be a fierce taskmaster, whether it was time to organize an event or put an errant youngster in line. And she deserved her reputation for bluntness, says her personal gardener at Walker's Point, Annie Kennedy.
She is the most direct person on the planet.
Kennedy adds, though, that Mrs. Bush's tender and loyal qualities shone through, particularly in quiet moments with the man who proposed to her decades ago out on the rocks of Walker's Point. She came across them once, now elderly, in side-by-side recliners.
Where she was needle-pointing, and he had earphones and was listening to the TV, and they were smiling. And I thought, wow, this is just a moment of life where they've gone 70 years through life, and here they are like every other couple that could possibly have reached that, just living normally.
Kennedy's job afforded that occasionally privileged window on the former First Lady's private life, and maybe even her awareness of mortality. One recent summer, as Mrs. Bush made her way around the grounds with a walker, she collected some broken glass in a plastic cup.
And she said, Annie, take these. Throw them over the seawall. And I said, how far do you want me to throw them? As far as you can. She was making sea glass. She'd never be around to see it made. And those are things that, I mean, speak volumes about a person who's alive and conscious of time.
Barbara Bush's legacy will continue to build well beyond a few bits of sea glass some future child might find on Kennebunkport's shores. And that should start soon. The bill to authorize the specialty license plate for the Children's Hospital is now pending in the Maine legislature. Leaders there say they fully intend to make it law. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.